This is your Words of Hope for July 10, 2020. In today's devotional, we think about the centrality and importance of prayer in the communal life of the church. And we realize that prayer is meant to be first, not an afterthought, when all hope is lost. The title of today's devotional is Praying, and was written by Joel Plantinga. As always, we begin with Scripture. Today, we're reading from the book of 1 Thessalonians. We're going to read chapter 5, verses 12 through 22. We ask you, brothers, to respect those who labor among you and are over you in the Lord and admonish you, and to esteem them very highly in love because of their work. Be at peace among yourselves. And we urge you, brothers, admonish the idle, encourage the faint-hearted, help the weak. Be patient with them all. See that no one repays anyone evil for evil, but always seek to do good to one another and to everyone. Rejoice always, pray without ceasing. Give thanks in all circumstances, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus for you. Do not quench the Spirit. Do not despise prophecies, but test everything. Hold fast to what is good. Abstain from every form of evil. Well, I guess I can at least pray for you. I've heard these words many times when someone is trying to help another person, only to find that there is little that can physically be done for that person. The sentiment is nice, but reflects the idea that prayer is a last resort when our own heroic efforts fall short. Thessalonica was an important city in its time. It was a hub of transportation by land and sea, making it a commercial center of influence. It was also a center of spiritual activity, as pagan cults and temples populated the landscape. Most of the Christians in that city, who were the original recipients of this letter, had come to faith in Christ out of paganism. The church was on the front lines of a spiritual battle that occasionally broke out in persecution against the church. For Paul, prayer wasn't a precursor to the work of the church. Prayer was the work of the church. If I had to choose between 10 people who would do whatever work we needed done or 10 people who were fully committed to the ministry of prayer for the mission of the church, for me and my family, for others, and for our community, I would choose those prayer ministers every time. Years ago, this wouldn't have been the case. Experience has taught me the crucial nature of prayer for the life of the church. Prayer isn't something you do at least, but something we should do first and continually. When you pray today, pray for the church around the world. My prayer for you is that you will find yourself praying at various times throughout each day. Today's devotional was written by Joel Plantinga. I'm Adam Navis, your host and producer. Christy Prinz is the executive director for all Words of Hope Media. For more information about the work of Words of Hope, visit woh.org. For questions, comments, or prayer requests, email devotional@woh.org. And please, join us tomorrow for more Words of Hope.